It is time for our United Way moment, brought to us by Crate Wine Market and Project. They're wine specialists, and which means their specialty is wine. But I guarantee you, one shopping experience at Crate Wine Market and Project, you will have friends forever. Crate Wine Market and Project, they're on Daniel Drive in Laurel Park, right across the street from Laurel Park Village Shopping Center. And the new Acosta Trail, literally goes right through their parking lot. So get on that trail and stop in and see the folks at Crate Wine Market and Project, who sponsor our United Way moment. Bird with United Way, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mark Warwick.
Nice to have you here, sir.
Always good.
What is our subject today for our United Way moment?
Well, it's summertime.
Yes,
and
it is.
If you're not outside playing, you ought to be outside playing. And perhaps you ought to be riding a bicycle.
Yes, get away from those screens and ride a bike.
Exactly.
For God's
sake. So we are talking about bikes for kids.
Again.
I just heard your last guest say they were going to do a little Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting our Christmas shopping right now.
Uh-huh.
Bikes for kids is what we want to shop for.
So talk to us about bikes for kids.
You know what? I can talk to you about bikes for kids, but I have two great people here with me.
Who are better at
who
it.
Who are the brains the brains and the brawn behind it. And that's right. Greg Reynolds and Justin. I didn't get your last name.
Miles.
Justin Miles. And they are here from Tempo Ciclisme, which is a fabulous club of cyclists here in our territory.
So, nice to have you guys back. Anytime you are here at this radio station, we know there are going to be a lot of happy kids in the next few months.
That's the goal.
Because you get all these bikes for kids. First of all, how did this start? How did it start that you decided to collect bikes and give to kids?
Well, it started 3 years ago.
Yeah.
My wife had sponsored a kid through the United Way through a program called Blessings and Boxes. And
yes.
And on that, the kid's wish list was a bicycle. And I naturally, being a cyclist, wanted to get the kid a bicycle.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get some more information. There's so many different ranges of bicycles that you can get for a kid, you know.
Yeah.
Different sizes and whatnot. And then during that same period of time, I decided to start a cycling club, Tempo Ciclisme. And with the club, we wanted to have a purpose and to do something to give back to the community.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do something that involved what we were doing. You know, didn't want to pick up trash or adopt a highway, which is all good stuff. We wanted to do something specific that involved a bicycle. And then after seeing the kid wanting the bicycle on his wish list from the child that my wife sponsored.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gave me the idea. I'm like, hey, let's focus on the bike aspect and let's get bikes for the kids.
Absolutely. So how does it work? How does Bikes for Kids work?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. We're in year three, and I've got great support with the United Way. Mm-hmm. Mills River Brewing Company, they're in year three of supporting me, and also Sycamore Cycles. So the way it works is Justin here, he's the manager at Sycamore Cycles 3 years ago. I told him my idea. He bought into it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yes, he did.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
And long story short, Sycamore Cycles donates an awesome e-bike that's worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. They are expensive, but there's a reason why.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Sycamore Cycles donates the e-bike. PJ and Joey at Mills River Brewing allows us to hang the bike in their brewery to where it generates raffle ticket sales. All the monies that are collected for this goes through the United Way Henderson County. They've set up a little account for us, and then we use that money in turn to go back to our buddies at Sycamore Cycles who help us out on the cost of buying these kids a new bike for Christmas and a helmet. So,
wow.
Yep, we...
So we buy our raffle tickets at the brewery?
Yep, you can buy them at Mills River Brewing
Company.
Mills
River,
There's a big QR code. Yep. Or you can go to our website and purchase raffle tickets. And there's also other ways you can support.
Okay.
If you're a business and you want to be a corporate donor, we have a program for that.
Okay.
To where we have a banner made to give recognition back to those that support us. If you don't want to buy raffle tickets and you're not a business and you just want to buy a kid a bike, we've got a button for that.
Wow.
And if you only got $1 or $2 or $10,000, whatever it is, and you just want to give money, we've got a button for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is thetempoproject.org.
Thetempoproject.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just want to say, when you land on that website, thetempoproject.org, it's really simple, easy, fun to read website. The cause is right there on the top. And you can read about bikes for kids. And then there's links down at the bottom for buying a raffle ticket. It clicks you right through. You can do it online.
Yeah.
There's a link for sponsorships.
Mm-hmm. So how much are the raffle tickets?
The raffle tickets are $20 for one.
Wow.
$40 for three. And then the best value is 10 for 100.
I literally could buy a raffle ticket for $20 and I could walk away with that e-bike worth thousands of dollars.
You could.
Exactly.
Correct.
And of course, if you buy a raffle ticket, you know, we're going to you're going to run that through a donation portal for United Way.
Right.
So you're going to receive your donation receipt for that. And then, of course, if you win, you know, you settle that up differently with your taxes. But your raffle purchase can be deductible.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Justin, let's talk a little bit about Sycamore Cycles and that bike.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're about to get really busy with the Coosa Trail, I can imagine.
Oh, we've already gotten really busy with our Coosa Trail.
I know. We keep saying the Coosa Trail is about to open. Have you seen it recently?
Today
there are so many people. There are so many. The ribbon cutting is coming up on July the 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
So pretty exciting. So describe this e-bike that we could possibly win.
This is a Specialized Levo SL, expert model, I do believe, is one. Yep.
Carbon.
MSRP is like 10 grand.
Yep.
Full carbon frame, top of the line components, BM brakes, drivetrain, all the bells and whistles. It's all pedal assist, so there's no throttle. There's a wonderful park in town called Ride Canoga.
Yeah. Yes.
Designed
with
e-bikes in mind. So that's a great place to whoever wins this thing to take it out and get it out. So it's a great bike. It's really good for, you know, people think it's cheating, but you still have to be pedaling to make it go.
Right.
For someone like myself or even Greg, when we get on these things, you just find yourself pedaling harder because you're going so much faster and it's such a rush. Like, and the bike is heavier naturally, so it's a different workout. It's just, it's a really, really fun bike. And
I say for anybody who's interested, pop into Mills River Brewing over the weekend,
and
take
see
your
it,
kids,
and take a look at it.
Have a pleasant afternoon and stand there at that bar and look up at that bike. It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
So, again, we can find out more also by going to thetempoproject.org. So, when does everything culminate?
Yeah, so the fundraising is year-round. We've worked it out with United Way now and our partners to where the website's open year-round. Specific to the bike raffle, the drawing will be August 31st at Mills River Brewing. We'll have a big celebration and we'll announce the winner. You don't have to be present to win. We've got a system to where we have a random drawing, person draw the winning ticket, and we announce it. And if you're in the crowd, we'll bring the bike down right then and give it to you.
You can ride it home.
Yep. You know, and if you're not in the crowd, I'll contact you. We'll contact you and let you know you won.
So this is the third year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know how many bikes you've given away so far in the last 2 years?
Yeah. So year one was 72.
Wow.
Year two, which was last year, was 165.
Holy smokes.
And we're already over 70 this year. So,
yeah.
That's a lot of happy kids.
It is.
Yep.
That's a lot of happy kids.
So, and this is, I have to comment that this is, you know, Greg's wife, Michelle, got her child that she adopted for a holiday season.
Yeah.
Through the Storehouse Blessings in Boxes program. You know, they do that countywide.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a massive, amazing, wonderful project. So when we started, you know, they have requests for hundreds of bikes every year from kids because they have 1,000 or more families and children.
Yeah.
So we get those bikes and delivering now almost 200. So feeding that wonderful project.
Yeah.
But, you know, just Greg's wife as a volunteer said, sure, I can adopt a child. I can do that.
Right.
And
but look what it
look
turned
where
into.
This came.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you know, the club purchases bikes as we're smoothing into it. We're buying bikes year round now. And they have build days. You know, and I just kind of get to be a fly on the wall. All these folks know each other. So it's members of the club. It's friends of the club. It's friends of the brewery. They just come together during the workday, take some time off, watching these folks from Sycamore bring a piece of equipment that you do to mount a bike.
Yeah.
It's amazing last year we were going to build 45 bikes one morning. Mm-hmm. I think it was about 2 hours.
It's about 2 hours.
2 hours. It is a machine.
Yeah.
People are laughing. People are having fun. Everybody is hands-on. It is a great feeling all the time.
Wow.
And then the end result, of course, at holiday time when, you know, a couple of hundred kids get a bicycle.
So we can be a part of that great feeling, not by either purchasing raffle tickets. How else can we as a community get involved to help support what you're doing for Bikes
yes.
for Kids?
So the ways that you can support us is either financially.
Yep.
And if you can't do it financially, we can use the handiwork.
Sure.
By spreading the word about the Tempo Project.
Okay.
By recruiting other people that may be able to donate financially. Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to say about the financial aspect of it is 100% every dollar goes to this project. There is nobody's taking a cut of anything, which is really unique and really cool. Those are the ways you can donate, either with your time or your money or both.
And you can find out more by going to thetempoproject.org.
That's correct.
Right? Thetempoproject.org. Bird, when we support our United Way, this is
exactly
we're helping sparks like this happen,
yeah,
right?
This came to United Way sort of as a little package, like, hey, we've got this idea and maybe we could use some nonprofit support. So we were so happy to jump in on that. But it fits right in with sort of our health mission.
Of course.
Which is, you know, what we're focusing on right now and getting kids outside to play and getting anybody outside to be physically active.
Yeah.
Particularly at this time of year, hopefully. We've got a little more play time.
Yeah.
Longer days. So this is just a beautiful match and really feeds into building a healthy community.
And once again, you can find out more about supporting our United Way by going to liveunitedhc.org.
That's correct.
Greg Reynolds, Justin Miles, thank you guys so much. Thank you for all of the kids that you make happy every year with those bikes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got something there?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that makes this happen.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the United Way, they're a big partner. Mills River Brewing Company, Sycamore Cycles. Beck Digital, they volunteer. They do that awesome website you're going to go to.
Wow.
They generously donate that to me.
Wow.
I'd like to thank the club, Tempo Ciclisma, and the people that support the club, which is DLV Roofing, Dean Motorsports, Two Men in a Truck, who provide the transportation of all these hundreds of bikes, Two Men in a Truck Asheville.
They're amazing.
How about that?
And then Todd Jinks Construction. So thanks, everybody, for their support.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And, folks, if you're out there listening and you want to support somehow, some way, it's very simple. Go to thetempoproject.org. Guys, thank you so much.
Let's break
the record for bicycles this year. Let's do more than 165, right?
We will.
It's looking like more it's going to happen.
Awesome. More than 165. Folks, purchase your raffle tickets for that incredible e-bike. You're going to want it when that Acoustic Trail opens
July
the 18th. I'm trying to think of the word because it's basically open now. People are riding
officially. It's a busy trail.
When it officially opens on July the 18th. Guys, thank you again. Once again, that's thetempoproject.org. And to find out more about the United Way, it's liveunitedhc.org. Our United Way moment, we do it every Friday morning at this time. And it is courtesy of our friends at Crate Wine Market and Project on Daniel Drive, right across the street from Laurel Park Village Shopping Center. Derek, Nicole, please tell Vigo we said happy summer, my friend. 8:42 in the morning. Here's Elvis on the Cue.